That's the best fertilizer you can get.
I guess it is.
Yes, it is.
Well, at one time, of course, people didn't have refrigeration, you know, for...
No, we...
Where would you keep that kind of stuff?
We kept it in the spring. There was a spring, and it was... Oh, it is about 750 feet from the house. And of course, it's downhill all the way.
Mm.
And we kept it down in the spring. It's a real good spring, and we had to... We dug us out, my daddy did that, dug out a spring box, and he set rocks up around it. He didn't have any concrete or cement or anything. He set these rocks up around it, and then back behind him, he put clay mud and packed it around it, and it was... Oh, he had a deal, I guess it is 2 feet high on the spring box, and then somewhere or another he got a pipe, and it run nearly all the way out to where we could catch the water, and then he got a piece of a bed railing, and it, you know, it's in a V shape, and this pipe where it, and it... He put his bed railing out there, and then that extended it far enough off out from the bluff to where he could, and that's where we had our box,
mm-hmm.
I mean our place hole dug out for milk,
and
I've seen a lot of butter in that hole,
mm-hmm.
too. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was homemade butter. And
well, what's a bluff? You said it extended out from the bluff.
Well, the spring was up on a bluff. It's a rock. It's a ledge or a... bluff up, and it's, I guess it is up 7 or 8 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in the spring, till he fixed it up, why, it just, you know, you couldn't catch it anywhere. It just come out over this rock, and it's all scattered out and whatnot. I don't know, I guess it is 18 or 20 feet. And of course, when he bought the pipe, he had enough money together, and he bought his pipe, but it wasn't long enough.
Oh, no.
And so that's where we'll forget him. This, he extended it on, it poured it, come down this pipe long ways, and then it poured out in the bed railing, and because they didn't
use that.
Yeah, that's right.
Bed
railing. They used a bed railing. I tell you what, times was pretty rough.
Well, now, I never had thought they grew much cotton around here, but then I read that thing that Mr. McIntyre wrote, and he said...
Well, there was quite a...
Did y'all ever grow any cotton?
No, it was... The cotton was grown over on Richland and on Bear Creek. Of course,
mm-hmm.
they growed a little cotton. My dad growed just a small patch of cotton one time that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
But... we didn't, a cotton crop was, I've heard my dad refer to it like this, that he had to do something that he'd have an income, a little income all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have always milked cows.
Mm-hmm.
My dad milked cows all of his life, I guess. I know we did. And, of course, as I said, we back in the beginning we milked and sold cream, and a cotton farmer, they just got one sale a year, and he never did like it, and of course none of us kids ever did,
mm-hmm.
but and another thing too, cotton is grown. It needs to be grown on a level, fertile,